Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us this afternoon our good friend Mark Phillips, and of course he and Kathy O'Brien have written a book. We've had a lot of people wanted to get it. It's back in print now, or I should say we've been able to get hold of them and get it. It's probably been in print all the time, but we weren't able to get hold of Mark because he's been living overseas for the time being. The book is The Transformation of America. Mark, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing it was to have gotten to see you after such a long period of time.
Well, it was a good time. We were both at something called the Conspiracy Conference up in Santa Clara this last weekend. A fascinating time, fascinating talks by both the Mark and by Kathy O'Brien as they talk about the influence of thought control on America. And it's so vitally important that people understand that there really are wicked people out there that work for the government within the CIA who are into taking people, experimenting with their minds, very much like that movie. It was a serial they had. It was called The Pretender, and it was on for some time, and most people thought that was sort of make-believe about this man, who a boy that they kidnapped and they utilized for their mind-control experiments. But what do you think, there was any a similarity between the experience of that boy, this fictional boy, and what Kathy or others have gone through?
It was almost a parallel, Dr. Stan. When you take a child, and particularly before age five, before the brain has had a chance to form completely, and subject that child to, systematic abuse, whether it be psychological or physical and sexual abuse, that child will begin to compartmentalize their memories. And that child will also develop some extraordinary skills, if you will, like their visual acuity will increase, and it was actually in the Hitler-Himmler studies that it was shown that it would increase up to 40 times, and that wasn't replicated actually in a clinical setting until the late 80s or early 1990s at the University of Illinois. And quite frankly, Dr. Stan, in order to take control of another human being's mind, you just don't. The person doing it simply has to know some real basic things, particularly in trauma-based mind control, and they simply must not have a social conscience or believe in God whatsoever. I mean, they just.
Well, I think that people have to realize that after the Second World War, when, of course, most people in America thought that the Nazis would be punished for their crimes, a number of Nazi scientists were brought to America under the Operation Paperclip. Some of them were used in space research, some of them in biological warfare research, and some of them in mind control research. Others, of course, were helped to escape to South America. Why would the CIA and the OSS help the Nazis to escape to South America? Martin Bormann, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, Mandela, certainly the Angel of Death. Why? Because the same dark spiritual forces were working here at that time as we're working in Germany, and they're still here today. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our special guest today is Mark Phillips. And, of course, we're coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Mark has one of the most amazing stories you've ever heard. And if those of you who do not know who he is, he'd worked for Were you a member of the CIA? Were you a contact agent? Or what was your contact with the organization?
Well, Dr. Stan, in the late 60s, rather than go to Vietnam, I had an opportunity to work within the military-industrial complex. And after months and months of psychological testing, it was determined by the Department of Defense, particularly the Defense Intelligence Agency, that I could keep secrets. And it was for this reason that I was given a top-secret clearance and recruited. Actually, at the time, I questioned whether or not I was working for the CIA, and I was told no, I was working for the Defense Department, and that I was working in some very sensitive mind control and mind sciences experiments, of which my sole job was just to guard the integrity of the filed films and tapes that were being made in various places. But I never saw any trauma base. I never saw anyone being hurt. I never even saw an animal being hurt. The usual food, water, and sleep deprivation, and high voltage, and drugs, and this sort of thing, I never saw any of that. I just saw really what amounted to behavior modification programs using some hypnosis, some drugs, but nothing so horrible as was used in some of the experiments at other places.
And I think that's really so important that people find it difficult to believe that this sort of thing really goes on. But we have, Carrie, another book called Operation Blueberg, written by a psychiatrist down, I think it's in Texas, who takes care of a lot of the people who have been victims of the CIA mind control programs.
Have you had him on your show?
Yes, I have a number of times. A very, very good guest.
Yes. Of course, you're speaking of Dr. Colin Ross.
Right.
And Dr. Ross, I hold in the highest esteem for his work and his dedication to getting the truth out. Even though he's a Canadian citizen, in my estimation, it makes him that much braver, if you want to call it that, for him to stick his neck out as a medical doctor to expose these things. And the research that he did in that book, Bluebird, is extraordinary.
And I think it's so important that people have access to this sort of information to know what goes on. And, of course, we even have the report from the CIA itself on operation. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Mark Phillips. We're talking about CIA mind control, and certainly Mark has put a great deal of work and study into this after he suddenly became aware of the fact of what they were doing, and he met Kathy O'Brien, who is a victim of CIA mind control, and he spent, how long have you been working with Kathy now?
Well, initially it took 9 months to just fuse her persona, as they say, to where she knew who she was and knew where she'd been for the most part and knew what had happened to her. Because in 1988, Dr. Stan, when I got her out of her victimization, she didn't even know her own name. She didn't know her age. She didn't know where she'd been. She, frankly, just was just a clean slate, which made it very easy for me to help her, because I was receiving guidance directly from very cooperative and helpful people within CIA to help restore her mind. And that treatment model that I used in 88 has helped me become acquainted with people like Dr. Ross and other notable psychiatrists and psychologists around the world. At this point, we're all working towards getting a proper diagnosis and perhaps a treatment model for survivors of mind control.
And I think what's so important is that to understand that by harming, by doing terrible and horrible things to children at a very young age, you can pre-create a sort of a dissociative personality. Now, some people call it split personality, some people call it dissociative personality, and this has been done intentionally on large numbers of children.
Yes.
People find this difficult to believe. We ought to see what they did with the children when they were poisoning them with radioactive material, with plutonium. Here at schools in the United States, we use the orphanages, or what they did to the black men when they wanted them to die by withholding treatment for their syphilis. People say, oh, those things just don't go on. Well, that was the Tuskegee study. It went on for 40 years, and the medical profession went right along with it. Now, the average doctor wouldn't, but these, of course, were the professors who had been highly educated, who had no moral conscience, no more moral conscience than the doctors in the death camps over in Germany. It was all done in the name of science. And you have to understand, when you have people with power who have no moral conscience, this is what ends up. And you saw the pictures of what happened over there in Iraq, and that is just a fraction of what I see has been doing to children. How do they get the children? How are they able to recruit them?
Well, generally speaking, all children in the United States, all of their school records have been accessible by the federal government since the early 50s. However, the children that were used that I know about and that Dr. Ross is familiar with, the children that were actually used in highly sensitive operations, particularly the CIA, in their black budget funding, for instance, most people are not aware that the CIA is actually reputed to be the world's largest drug dealer. I know that you've had shows on that topic, but in order to carry these nefarious acts out, they must have cooperative people, and they must have people that can react and perform with absolute precision and with no emotion, and that's where the mind control slaves come into play, Dr. Stan. And these people are recruited at a very young age from the children of multi-generational sexual abusive families, of pedophiles, and like Kathy O'Brien's father, he was a worm digger for fishermen in northern Michigan, and now he was, and after he sold his children into MKUltra, he was given a lucrative camshaft manufacturing company for which he was the CEO. That provided the military industrial complex jeeps and that sort of thing with camshafts. But he was caught sending kiddie porn through the mail of his own children, and they some people like to use the words blackmailed him. Well, no, it was a reward when they offered him the opportunity to train his children in a very more specific way than what he was doing to them. And it resulted in Kathy O'Brien and the rest of her brothers and sisters being sold into the project.
And so they get children in this way, and then, of course, they do these terrible things to them to create actually more mental acuity, but people who are totally controllable because they have no will of their own. And you say, why, we would never do things like that. And I would ask you, if you don't believe that, you should see the Rockefeller Committee report came out of the Veterans Administration, where they talk about how they've experimented on literally hundreds of thousands of American citizens. And, of course, if you go into the background of the MKUltra, the CIA reports, that was out of the Senate back in the 70s, 1977, I think it was, in the Church Committee, and the average individual was never allowed to hear about these committees. The CIA tried to destroy all the records. Some of the senators got hold of them. They held the hearings, totally blacked out by the controlled media. Why? Because they've got CIA agents working in the media. And if you doubt that, you need to read the book by General William Odom.
Absolutely.
That book, and basically he talks about, of course, he was head of the Defense Intelligence, pardon me, of the NSA, the most secret of all intelligence agencies, and he can't tell you what's going on. He just says, should the CIA have agents working in the media? Should the CIA have journalists working in the media, controlling the media? Should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the Defense Intelligence Agency, or I think the Defense Department, be keeping dossiers on American citizens? He's trying to let you know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You'd better check these things out. We actually quote that in my last month's newsletter, and you can get the book at the library and look at it and check the pages, and you'll find it's absolutely true. And yet, of course, the average American finds it so difficult to believe. But then the average individual really can't understand the evil we face. Well, how did you finally get Kathy straightened out? Because she's really meeting her up there. She's even so much better than she was 6 or 7 years ago when we met.
Indeed. Well, I think, but between between us, I believe that recovery is ongoing for the rest of her natural life. But according to the psychiatrists and psychologists that have that she has addressed over the past 7 or 8 years for their continuing education credits, in most all cases, they all judged her as totally recovered. But one, I don't know how, Dr. Stan, you could judge total recovery when, in fact, no one can remember 30 years of their life in a year. No one can remember the details of 30 years in 5 years. It takes a reasonable amount of time to recover. And, of course, Kathy has been, she recovered her sanity in slightly less than a year. And she knew who she was and where she'd been and was able to give United States Customs enough details that they could validate her story. And some of the materials that I was able to gain from her handler, who was Alex Houston.
Well, now, of course, you've written the book. That book is actually circulating throughout the world.
Yeah.
The people of the rest of the world have far more knowledge about what's going on here in America than they do in the United States. How many languages has the book Transformation of America been translated into?
It's officially in 7 now, and it will be in 9 before the end of the year. That's under contract, and it should go into 11. The book is doing quite well in all of the other languages. And, you know, Dr. Stan, as Kathy and I travel around the world and speak before not only public groups but private groups, there's one tone that comes back, and that is these people actually feel sorry for Americans. They feel sorry for us that we have such a corrupt government, and the government is so technologically advanced, and that they have control over our media through the handful of corporations, actually. And by the way, I was going to mention something. There was a project called Project Cinderella, and this is a matter of public record. Project Cinderella reportedly was complete in 1949, and Odom was told at that point, and this is also a matter of record, that the news medias, meaning primarily the newspapers, the ones that reached the vast majority of Americans, were in check and in control of the CIA. Now, that was in 1949. That's a long time ago.
Well, that's what the tragedy is, that most Americans don't realize that almost everything they see, hear, and ultimately what they believe is what they're supposed to see, hear, and believe, because our information, other than alternative radio, other than some of the articles on the internet, is really controlled. It's extremely difficult to get an honest book circulated through normal channels. Now, they put things out and they argue back and forth, sort of like Amos and Andy or Laurel and Hardy. But, you know, a book like Transformation of America, I mean, fortunately, I think you probably can get... Can you get that on Amazon now?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon. And as a matter of fact, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all of them carry it. As a matter of fact, Amazon carries it worldwide now in all the languages.
I'm so glad. And, of course, we carry that here, too. We just got a supply in, having not been able to get it for quite some time.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. And now tell us a little bit about your new book. Is that available?
Yes, sir. It will be at the end of the next week for certain. Access Denied is the it chronicles what happened to us from 1988 to literally the 1st of May of 2004, and it completely shows the people how we were successful in our whistleblowing efforts and how we kept ourselves out of prison and how we kept ourselves from being locked up in a mental institution.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Mark Phillips. We're talking about mind control, his experience with Kathy O'Brien, and, of course, the book that they've written. It's called Transformation of America. I understand that Dick Cheney doesn't like that book. We'll be back here in just a minute here at Radio Liberty.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the World War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to mention that we do carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you that an awful lot of people who use the Miracle 2 soap products tell us wonderful stories about the things that it has helped them, and some of them say that it has helped their rashes, and others say it's helped their acne or their children's acne, and some people use the moisturizing, I should say, the neutralizing solution, which is a very alkaline, highly mineralized solution, and they use that for their upper or their lower gastrointestinal tract symptoms, and they seem to get really help. Now, we can't tell you it's going to help you. We can just say, why don't you try it and see if it does help you. There are a complete set of soap and moisturizing soap and neutralizer, the gel and the lotion, and you can get a special introductory offer. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. It's a miracle product. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Mark Phillips, and we're talking about his book, Transformation of America, and before long, of course, I hope we'll have access denied. I know, didn't you and Kathy actually testify before a congressional committee about Kathy's experience?
Yes, both the Permanent Select Committee for Intelligence Oversight in the House as well as the Senate. We also testified before the United Nations Commission on Human Rights, and believe it or not, Dr. Stan, we were in a I still say an unfortunate position. We spoke and addressed the World Bank, I forget exactly what the convention was called, but it was in Bali, Indonesia, and we were flown in to speak to address them as so-called experts on international crime. And when we presented our story, I can honestly say that the few individuals with the World Bank were the probably or perhaps the rudest of all of the people that we have ever presented our information to. It's one thing to present to someone information that's outside of their realm of knowledge or experience and have them reject it, but it's quite a different story when you're told that you are a traitor for giving up such information and that this should have been settled behind closed doors.
Well, I'm sure the last thing that the elite who rule the world want anybody to know is the macabre experiments they've done, or the fact that the things that happened in Nazi Germany really didn't end when the war came to an end.
No, it accelerated.
It actually accelerated through Operation Paperclip. And those of you who haven't actually heard my interviews with Linda Hunt, still have those available, that she was the author of the book,
That's
Secret
right.
Agenda.
Linda Hunt did a phenomenal job with that book, and I don't know whether you've looked on the internet to see what the prices are, but they're obscene because you can't get the book.
Well, I think one of our listeners actually paid $125 for the copy that we have. So, but it was important because then we were able to talk intelligently to Linda, and it is one of the most terrible and frightening stories to realize that this thing went on and is still going on today, yeah. As the criminal element seemed to prosper, and of course the honest, God-fearing people many times are oppressed. Well, you know, it's an amazing story that you have. You know, as far as Kathy, and we won't go into the details in your book, but I know I've had a number of people who wanted to get it because it has a section in it on Dick Cheney, the Vice President of the United States, and Kathy's contact with him when she was working for the CIA.
Was brutal, to put it mildly. But the second book, Access Denied, of course, it is it really is a book, and it really is suitable for all ages. And all peoples. It's not like Transformation of America that was really written only for Congress. And we never in a million dreams would have ever anticipated it even going beyond the first little bitty print. But now it's in its 13th edition here in North America. And it proves, Dr. Stan, without any advertising, without any promotion, we don't have an agent, we don't have any of the, we don't have a publisher. It just proves that when information can withstand the test of time, and no one has ever stepped forward and said there was one mistake in Transformation of America, not even one. And the details in there are so complex that I don't think there's a computer on the earth that could recreate a book like that without an error.
And I'm sure Dick Cheney will never sue you for
not hardly. No.
The last thing he would ever want would be this sort of information to get out. And it really goes into so many of the other people, the icons that we have, that we think we understand. But you cannot grasp what we're talking about until you understand there really is evil in the world. And when you read Kathy's story, you recognize this. Of course, Kathy was assigned to go to the Bohemian Grove, where they, of course, could begin to compromise the congressmen or the people of great wealth there. Once they've been compromised, you control them, or at least the CIA, or the intelligence agencies, the invisible government, the dark side, controls them. And actually, we have an interview with Kathy and her story about what happened at the Bohemian Grove in our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. Information you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly. We're going to be back here in just a minute with our special guest today here at Radio Liberty. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
very important book is called AIDS, the Necessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine. The fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me tell you about the Big Berkey and the Berkey Life water filters, which we do carry here through Radio Liberty. And actually, it's a good thing to have readily availability of good water, and you can filter pool water or pond water or lake water or river water with the Big Berkey. They've been used for 150 years by missionaries throughout the world. They're made of stainless steel. They stand about 30 inches high, and you put water in the top. It goes down through the ceramic filters. Packed with activated charcoal, comes out the bottom. Water tastes great. It has removed most of the herbicides and pesticides and bacteria. And you have potable water, and it's portable. You can take it where you want to, or you can just keep it there in your house. That's your decision. These are they're $279 at the present time. And you can get them anywhere in the country except California and Iowa. If you buy it through us, of course, you're going to get a 4-tape set and or a video that we've produced. Now, here in California, you can get something called the Berkey Light, and of course, you can use that for with your recreational vehicle. You can use it just to clean up the water. It's made of Lexan, which I happen to prefer to the stainless steel, and of course, the filters are much more efficient, but they have to be replaced every couple of years if you're using them regularly. And they're known as black Berkey filters. We call them purifiers because they do a better job than anything else we know as far as cleaning up the water. And now, if you have fluoride in your water or lead or arsenic, why you want to get the post filters to put on down at the bottom there. If you can get the Berkey Light or the Big Berkey through us, either one, while you'll get a free video or 4-tape set. The Berkey Light is $179. Why not give us a call right now? Well, Dr. Stan back here, and the price is $199 for the Berkey Light, not $179. Well, right now our special guest is Mark Phillips, and we're talking about thought control in America. Actually, some of these macabre experiments really have been exposed. In fact, somebody recently sent me a copy of Journey into Madness, and this was a book about the experiments they used up in Canada. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, and Dr. Cameron?
Well, Gordon Thomas, of course, is a most interesting fellow all on his own. His background, his father was counterintelligence, and also worked for MI6. He still resides in an abbey in Northern Ireland where he writes his books. But this particular book was one that I found remarkable in that the amount of research that had gone into it, and it was inspired after the Senator Frank Church hearings on MKUltra in the 1970s, when MKUltra was actually exposed because of what had happened with the founder of the American Psychiatric Association, Dr. Ewing Cameron. Dr. Cameron was, in his time, in his day, in the 50s, considered the most brilliant, or perhaps one of the most brilliant psychiatrists on the planet. And Dr. Cameron was working under contract with the CIA, and he was using just anyone that happened to come into this Allen Memorial Institute in Montreal to experiment on. And there was one woman that I personally met, Linda McDonald. She passed away a couple of years ago. But Linda McDonald was just had gone into the Allen Memorial Institute for simple depression, and when she came out, she was virtually a vegetable. And of course, when her husband, who happened to be a politician in Canada, became aware of what had happened, he began to investigate it, and he and she, like us, was stopped under the 1947 National Security Act, because most people are not aware, Dr. Stan, but any country that has a peace treaty with the United States, everyone in that country is subject to the 1947 National Security Act. That Security Act is not protecting our national security. It simply protects the evil and the evil doings of a handful of criminals that are in control of our planet at the moment. And this National Security Act kept Linda McDonald, and it kept the rest of the people from ever being able to succeed beyond a, I think they got a settlement of something like $50,000. I think, and it, of course, the legal fees and costs of prosecuting that case for so many years probably was 10 or 15 times that amount for each one of the survivors. But it was a very, very sad case. And
Why don't we tell a little bit about it? What they did is, of course, they took this poor woman. She comes into a psychiatric hospital. She's coming there to be treated. She didn't realize she was going to be experimented on.
No.
So what they did is they would give her these electric shocks, repeatedly.
While giving her overdoses of LSD.
Right. And then, of course, they were not simple electric shocks. They were massive doses. And the whole idea was, could they destroy her mind? And they did.
Actually, what they were wanting to do, according to Dr. Cameron's notes, was just simply they wanted to wipe her mind clean in a bizarre sort of way and rebuild her. They wanted to see if they could compartmentalize her memories, compartmentalize various simple as well as complex tasks. And they were doing this, supposedly, for the CIA's research into developing the so-called perfect spy. And this woman, of course, had not been abused as a child. She had not been conditioned. She wasn't suffering from any dissociative disorder. But Dr. Cameron, in his some of his notes, commented that she had developed schizophrenia. Well, Dr. Stan, schizophrenia is not something you just develop, and unless, of course, it's a misdiagnosis, which it was. She had incredible scarring on her brain stem, as well as frontal lobe epilepsy as a result of the high voltage shocks, and of course the drugs that they exposed her to, like LSD, and the quantities they were giving her, quite frankly, would kill most people. And of course, they did kill a lot of people in these experiments. But all in the name of national security, and no one can prosecute.
And of course, the other thing is, they justify it in the name of science. I mean, and in the name of science, it's perfectly all right to do. That is, of course, what the Nazis said. And that's exactly the mindset of some of our physicians and some of our professors in our universities, as long as it's in the name of science. That's how they justify the Tuskegee study. And that's how they justify so much of what is done today.
It's very sad, Dr. Stan. When you, at the opening of this show, you made a comment that evil was prevailing at the time of the Nazis, and it prevails to this day. I'm paraphrasing. But when people question whether or not other people can do such things, if they're Christian, they should examine what they're thinking along these lines, because Satan is capable of anything. And that, when you got ultimate evil like this prevailing, and then you have the mindset that some of these scientists have of literally having no social conscience, but doing everything in the name of so-called science. I don't really know what that means. I was naive to believe when I was working with a lot of these scientists, I was very fortunate that I wasn't exposed to the ones that were working in horrific programs. These were they were simply trying to train apes and dolphins, and they were trying to train astronauts to remember, have perfect recall on everything that they witnessed and saw. And they were also training people to do manual as well as mental functions, multitask mental functions on very little sleep, and do them seamlessly. But the point I've arrived at is the same as you've commented. It takes a very special breed of person to do something like this to another human being, and to write it all off in the so-called name of science, to me is absolutely absurd. These people are not necessarily sadomasochists. They just lack a social conscience. And there's been many Christian people to really become angry with me when I say that the people that are responsible for the MK Ultra program, for the most part, I'm talking about the really bad stuff, to me they appear to me as individuals that have no soul. And I know that's contrary to the teachings that you and I have gotten, but and what we may believe, but I've certainly questioned it because I've met these people, I know some of them, and they certainly exhibit that. I don't think Dick Cheney has a soul, frankly. I mean, what happened in Iraq, instead of using MPs like we normally do to take care of prisoners of war, they were shoved aside in favor of these people that were sent over there that had been trained to torture folks.
And I think that this, you hear about the contractors. Oh, it's the contractors. Who are the contractors? Why, they're CIA sheep.
Yes.
They're probably from special forces. They've been trained in all of these horrible things by the CIA. And now, of course, we send them over as contractors to do the questioning. And why can't we use our own people? Because these people, of course, cannot be punished for anything they do. They are above the law, and they all go back to our intelligence agencies until that people understand the CIA is a government unto itself. It is not answerable to anybody. Oh, we may change George Tenet, who just resigned today, but, of course, that's not going to change anything. He is simply the front man for the evil that works behind the scenes.
Well, George Tenet, he simply was a front man, and he had to take the fall in order for Bush Jr. to make any kind of showing in the polls. As you well know, he's slipping and has slipped considerably over the past few months. Of course, I don't understand why the administration has not been brought down for lying to the American public about the weapons of mass destruction being the so-called reason that we were going over there. This is all mind control, Dr. Stan. Now, I realize it is quite different from what Kathy O'Brien experienced and Linda McDonald experienced, but the people of the United States, they are basing their decisions, their thoughts, on bad information, and it's deliberately implanted through our medias. And, of course, now it's reached the point of absurdity. And many people are questioning, finally, well, it looks like maybe we were lied to. Maybe we were deceived. You know, if under the Patriot Act, if you do deceive for the purposes of what amounts to terrorism, you go to prison. And we've got an administration up there that deceived an entire American population, or at least part of them. And no one's going to prison. They're having people take falls like George Tenet, who will probably be rewarded with something far better than what he had three or four months from now.
Well, I suspect, Mark, that they're going to find those weapons of mass destruction about October. They're going to find they're over in Syria. Oh, shucks, we just found they were in Syria. Well, why, we didn't lie to you at all. And, of course, then the American people will do exactly what they're supposed to. But we'll just have to wait and see. I don't have any inside information other than I know that a lot of the Iraqi weapons are in Syria, and our government knows that. So if they know that, why aren't they telling us? Unless maybe they want to find them in October to sweep the current administration back into power. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But you're absolutely right. They play games with our minds, with the entire population. But it's those individuals that they have experimented on through the years that is so unconscionable. And I think that this hopefully will begin to wake people up that they will do it to them. Could they do it to me or some member of my family?
Well, in one sense, they are doing it to us through programs like HAARP, for instance. HAARP is one of their technological bugaboos that is extraordinarily frightening. And there are other programs that are in motion as we speak, which can affect the moods and as well as the ability to logically reason.
Well, do you have anything specifically on HAARP from the impact of these electromagnetic waves on the individual?
The only thing I know, Dr. Stan, of course, there are people that have studied this. Dr. Nick Begich, for instance, he's been on your show, I'm sure, several times. But there have been people that have done exhaustive research into this particular project. It's based out of Alaska. And one of the things, as a layman, that I noticed, and many of the doctors that I talk with all over the planet also are aware of this. There is on the Internet, at the University of Alaska, there is a HAARP meter. In other words, it measures the activity at the at that particular facility up in, is it Galena, Alaska?
I'm not certain exactly.
I believe it is. But it measures the activity of this high-altitude oral research project, as it's called. What it is a series of radio antennas that transfers enormous amounts of energy up to the ionosphere and bounces it off, and then can redirect it back somewhere else. Well, there are many, of course, it is a classified project, but they do say that it could be used for weather modification, or it could be used for anything but mind control. But in fact, the purpose that I've seen as a layman, and I'll get back to my original statement, is that whenever there is a major news breaking story, particularly the prisoner of war story that broke about Iraq recently, the HAARP equipment is running at maximum capacity for several days. And I noticed that the attitudes of the people that I'm talking to, say in Australia or in New Zealand or in Italy or Germany, is entirely different than it is the attitude of their counterparts or peers in this country. And I'm wondering if that it doesn't have some sort of an impact on all of us. At least that is the general consensus among the scientific community. And I live in near Huntsville, Alabama, and have an acquaintance with quite a few of the people that I knew years ago, and I've maintained friendships with them. And they believe that HAARP has a tremendous impact on the psyches of all Americans. Now, exactly what it's doing, I don't know. And they don't know either, because that's not what they do. But I am very concerned that HAARP and other technological advances will eventually enslave us so subtly that we will not even know it's happened.
Well, if they can control your mind, they can certainly control you. Let's go to Dale, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Dale. We're just about out of time. Got a quick question?
Very quick question. It was related to me by somebody that does a lot of research on HAARP, that they've observed there's the distinct possibility that HAARP tunes in with the bed springs and mattresses to essentially perform their mind control work. Comment, and I'll take your answer off the air.
All right, thank you. I've never heard that before. You know anything about the bed springs and the mattresses?
No.
All right, fine. Let's go to, who do we have? We got Larry in Paso Robles. Hi, Larry. Quick question.
Yes, Dr. Stan. I don't know if this is just shooting in the dark, but what about, like, the chemtrails and stuff? Do they have anything to do with mind control and stuff?
I don't think so, but we'll do some other programs. Got some great.
That's a really good question, and there is a connection.
There is a connection. Oh my goodness! And we're just about out of time. Well, what is the connection there?
The connection I've only learned recently is the fact that the chemtrails are primarily consisting of aluminum and I forgot the
barium. The aluminum, barium, and silicon, I believe.
Yes, and that's used for transmission of energy at a certain frequency that would affect your brainstem.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Larry, and thanks so much for being with us, Mark.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story.
I stand, Monty.
The story
of
what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed
to
the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then we wanted to mention a couple of the other things that we do carry. One of them is something called Phonopoly, and Phonopoly is a game that's designed to teach you and your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And basically, there's only 40 sounds in the English language and 12 rules. And once you learn those, why, you can read with the best of them, and you get tremendous comprehension as far as what you're reading. I see these children, 7 years old, reading, and they can read anything because they know how to sound it out. Well, we do hope, if you'd like to learn more about Phonopoly, why, you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, most of the programs to teach children to read phonetically are $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. And it's played like Monopoly. Basically, it's a board game, and you get property, and you go around the board. But in the process of this, you have to learn how to pronounce the various sounds, and whether it's an A or an A makes all the difference in the world. And then, why is the word spelled the way that it is, and why are the two vowels so close together, and what impact does that have? So, if you'd like to, first, to learn more about Phonopoly, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com, or hopefully, you'll want to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The product is Phonopoly. I think if you get one, it will help you and your children and your grandchildren to read. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily a listener-supported and financed. And so if you believe that we have a message that's important, if you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, military, financial, educational battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle primarily. We do hope that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and when you do, you get the four best tapes of the month, you get the monthly newsletter, but more than that, you're helping us as we reach out across America. And right now, we're on about 60 outlets every single week, and of course, a lot of our programming now is heard, on a daily basis. We still have the 35 stations that only have us half an hour a week. We're hoping to increase that, but of course we have to wait until God provides us the funds for it. But our evening program, our first hour of our evening program is 10 stations, plus shortwave, plus internet, and what an exciting thing, opportunity it is to be able to reach people all across America with the truth. Well, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the books, The Transformation of America, that Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien wrote. That's The Transformation of America. We have a four-tape set on mind control with interviews with Mark Phillips. We have the book Bluebird. It's written by Dr. Colin Ross, who's a psychiatrist who takes care of the tragic victims of the MK-Ultra experiments. We have the government report on MK-Ultra. So that's the book Transformation of America, the tape set on mind control. The book Operation Bluebird, or you can actually get from Radio Liberty a copy of the long-suppressed government report, because the last thing they want is for the American people to know they've been playing games with their mind. And that's the MK-Ultra Senate hearings, and we have that report. We have another report I think is very important, because it covers the whole gamut of experiments, including Gulf War illness. And it was put out by the Veterans Administration over the name of Senator Jay Rockefeller. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report. It's inexpensive, but you need a copy, because they will tell you that hundreds of thousands of American servicemen and American citizens have been experimented on without their knowledge. And, of course, they're doing that with the fluoride. They're putting fluoride in your water because it decreases fertility. It lowers your mental capacity. It creates cancer. It certainly attacks every aspect of your endocrine system. And, of course, they're forcibly putting in the water. And the scientists at government know this, at the EPA. They've come out. They've tried to get the information out. They're blocked by the controlled media. They're poisonous with mercury in the vaccines. They're poisonous with mercury in the fillings. You need to get the four-tape set on fluoridation. You need to get the four-tape set on mercury and understand what this is really all about. And all of these items I've listed are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to read about Dick Cheney, and I'll have to admit that the Transformation of America book is something that, is really, it's not a nice book. But it's a factual book. I really believe that it's a true story of the macabre world that Kathy O'Brien used when she was under CIA mind control. A horrible, horrible book. Could this happen in America? I've heard these stories from so many other places. And in a similar matter, you're not getting the truth about, for instance, David Berkovich, the son of Sam Killings. He was part of a satanic organization. And it was tied into the Manson killings. But you're never going to hear this. You're never going to realize that these people are under satanic control. There really are satanic organizations, and knowledge of them is being intentionally covered up. For what I've just said, of course, this is covered in a book called The Ultimate Evil by Maury Torrey. You won't have to get it off of books out of print, but a fascinating story into one of the most significant satanic organizations that was intentionally covered up by some people in the New York Police Department. Others tried to get the story out and were blocked at every turn. That's The Ultimate Evil, which we don't carry, but we do carry Operation Bluebird and Transformation of America. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.